Welcome to Trauma,
Pero No
Drama
with KSV.
I'm Karina, the oldest.
I'm Susie, the middle.
And I'm Vanessa, the youngest.
So grab your popcorn and your tissues
because you're gonna need it
while we unpack all the drama and the trauma.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Trauma Pero No Drama. I'm joined by Vanessa.
Hi.
And Susie.
Hello.
Does anybody have anything to share?
I just have a random thought. So the other day I was watching TikTok and I came across this video of this girl who was going to have a party. And I was really depressed because I could never do that. I don't have enough friends, which kind of got me thinking. And I kind of today I wanted to talk about, like, how do you guys maintain your friendships?
Well, before we could get into that, I want to say that those TikTok videos are never fair. I feel like they're not realistic because they always have a bunch of friends and every friend is always super hype. Nobody has that many exciting friends, I don't think. I think there's always like that one friend or a couple friends that are just like chill and quiet. But in those videos, everybody's always like, ah.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is, how do you guys keep your friendships that you have? Because I know you guys have friends. Or how do you manage your friendships, like, as an adult? Because it's hard to keep up with friends. I feel like that's one of, next to your marriage or whatever, it's the next hardest relationship to keep alive and going.
Well, I think that you fall apart with friendships, like, after, like, okay, let's say that when you're at school, you have a lot of friendships, right? And then after that, like, all your friendships that you had in high school, you get to know who your real friends are, or you start losing friends. Like me, I can say that the few friends that I consider as my friends, it's like a handful, or not even a handful. I think my only friends right now are like you guys, sadly.
Hey, but we, like, count.
Yeah, but, like, I do have friends. Like, if I don't, but you, como dices tú, we lose communication with our friends. Like, we don't text, like, every day. But when, like, we see each other in public or, like, on random days, like, you get a message from that friend. Like, I know, like, a couple days ago, I got, like, I was talking to one of my friends and, like, you lose connection. But, like, when you start talking to them, like, you're like, oh, yeah, like, this and that, like. Like, you never lose that friend connection. Like, it's like they never left.
I think that that's how you know that it's a real friend, because it's easy to get upset and take things personally with people when they're blowing you off. You know, they feel like you're blowing them off, or you're always too busy for them, or you have other priorities different from what they have. And then that's when people start to drift apart, like you said. But the people that you can call, and every time that you talk to them, it's like you never stop talking. I mean, there's people that, just this week, a couple of days ago, we went out, me and Alex, and we saw friends that we haven't talked to for years. Mm-hmm. Like, you might see them at the store or whatever, you say hi, but you just kind of keep on moving because you're busy. But we didn't hang out. And then we hung out, and it was like bringing back stories from when we were kids or when they hung out. And it was kind of cool to see that, you know, those are real friends, the ones that understand that life gets busy and families become your priority and you're not going to be able to hang out all the time. But when you do talk, it feels so natural to just get right back into it.
Yeah. Like, you never stop talking to them. That's like how I feel with that friend. Shout out to Hasmin.
Yeah. I have a couple friends like that where, well, my only, like, well, I have a lot of acquaintances, but, like, friends, I've had the same ones since I was in elementary school. And it is a lot of understanding that you can go maybe, like, even, like, as bad as it sounds, years without hanging out with each other.
Or talking to them.
Yeah. And then, but you know that door is always open. That window is always open. And then once you start talking, like you say, it's like time stood still and you just pick up where you left off. But I've also had a lot of friendships that didn't survive that. That didn't survive me getting married so young. Didn't survive me becoming a mom. And those are always hard to move past.
Yeah, for sure. I think that one of My hardest friendships that I've lost was a best friend that I had. And we went back to elementary school. And then we got to that point in life where, you know, I made the decision to get married and started a family, and the priorities weren't the same anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I wasn't trying to be a friend and do the things that they were into at the time. It was just my kids had to come first. You know, it wasn't an option to go out on the weekends anymore because I couldn't just find somebody to watch my kids, and it wasn't appropriate to take my one-year-old out drinking or whatever it is that we wanted to do. It wasn't an option. It's probably one of the hardest times of my life. We went out to lunch and they told me it just doesn't feel the same anymore, and I don't think that we can continue to be friends. At that point, like, I had never had a breakup with a friend that completely shattered your heart, because this was someone that I trusted with everything. Everything. I mean, we had been friends for so long. She pretty much knew every secret of mine. And for them to sit there and tell you that we've come to a point in our lives where we have to part ways, it was so hard. And I got so depressed about it. But then, you know, I realized, like, there are people that are meant to be in your life. And some of them it's for a long time, and some of them it's for a very short span of life. But take it in the moment and to learn from them what you need to learn. And when God says it's time for this friend to go, let them go. If they, and it wasn't like one of those situations where we stopped talking and we just couldn't connect. She straight up told me, like, I'm done with you. Maybe one day in the future we'll cross paths again, but for now, we're done. And as hard as it was and as depressed as I got, you know, you kind of learn that some people are just not meant to stay in your life forever. Mm-hmm. And I always try to tell the girls that, like, in your life, you're going to have friends that are going to come in and they're going to come out. And there's going to be those friends that are going to stick with you through everything and anything. And those are the people that you're going to learn to cherish. And the people that come into your life, there's a reason they're coming in at that time. And when it's time to let them go, just let them go.
Yeah, it is a difficult, because I've also lost friends like that. But the friends that I've lost were friends. They were there for a short amount of time. It wasn't as long. So yeah, it's sucked. But to me, it was like you live and you learn, and you got to keep going. The only bad thing is that a lot of these friends, like, you get to know them and they get to know you, and they know all your secrets. And I mean, the friendship falls out for a reason. So my fear was always like, they're going to spill all my little secrets.
They probably did.
I never found out.
But if they did tell your secrets, it doesn't really fucking matter, because I mean, if they want to be miserable, they show their real colors, who they really fucking were, to be honest. I know I had like a similar friendship like you. We were friends from elementary too. And I guess that I remember that I just stopped getting connected with her because we fell off being friends, because I started a full-time job and I got married in a very young age too. And I guess she didn't like it that I didn't have time to hang out with her. And I guess era de la vida alegre, I guess you could say. Like, she wanted to go out every weekend.
Party,
this and that. And I really couldn't do that because, you know, I was freshly married. I married at a young age and I had responsibilities, like you said. And, like, you guys had responsibilities. Like, my kids come first before going out with anybody. And she just sent me a big message saying that I was a fake friend, that it was so many years of friendship thrown to the trash because I decided to get married, this and that. If I didn't want to be in that life anymore, I was trying to, like, settle down and have a family, someone love me. And she didn't want that yet.
That makes me question whether that person was ever a real friend, though.
That's what I get questioned too. Sometimes I get questioned myself. Like, sometimes I say, oh, like, I miss having my friendship with her. Like, oh, like, I miss, like, because we had good friend memories. Mm-hmm. And she knew all my secrets and I knew all her secrets. She probably told all my fucking secrets, but bitch, fuck you. Yeah, but I don't care because I'm happily married. I do question, like, if you were saying this and that, were you really a friend to me then? Or were you, like, a fake friend to me, to be honest?
Yeah.
But I did I did feel sad losing my friend, my elementary friend since elementary.
It does hurt. Yeah. It really does hurt.
Yeah. Luckily, I still have my two best friends that have been my friends through all these years.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Like that they are seriously my ride or dies. You know, they have been with me through every single thing. One, we were pregnant at the same time. So we share this exact same journey. And then my other friend, she just understood that my priorities were different. She never thought it was necessary for us to stop being friends. I'm kind of on the opposite side of where you guys are, or were on the receiving end of that. I came to a point where I felt like we weren't connecting anymore, and I felt like our friendship wasn't gonna work out. But she took some, you know, sense into me, and she was like, I understand that your priorities are different, but that doesn't stop you from being my friend. She's always said, like, you're not my friend, you're my sister, and if you need time, like, you know, take your time, but you're not getting rid of me. And I really didn't get rid of her. Oops. So yeah, so I
you're still sticking like a chicle.
Yeah. So I don't understand, like, how friendships can just, like, for you guys, the person that told you that, they can go to hell. But I don't understand, like, why you have to have the same journey in order to be friends.
It took a very, very long time for me to be okay with understanding that, you know what, they felt like I was not the friend that they were looking for. And as hard as it was, like, thinking back and remembering the exact moments or the things that I did that pissed them off, because friendships are friendships. They're like relationships. They're like sisterhood, where I'm going to get mad at you, tú te vas a enojar conmigo, but at the end of the day, we're going to make up, we're going to let it go, and we're going to move forward. Right? That's what a real good relationship is. You fuck up, you own up to it, you talk about it, you move forward. But when you're going to hold on to the negative and just be angry at somebody about it, then you really don't want that friendship. Otherwise, you would let it go. Y por mucho tiempo, I just kept replaying it in my head, like, what could I have done different? How could I have been a better friend? And then, like I said, I realized that some people, they're just not meant to stay in your life. And if she didn't think that I was the friend that she needed, que Dios te bendiga, go find somebody that you feel like you can confide in, that you can be friends with on another level. And it is what it is. You move on. And around that time, I actually met Brittany. Shout out to Britt. Because she's been my ride or die since then. And we'll go months without talking. And then we just hook back up. And it's like we never stop talking. And, you know, I'll apologize for not reaching out to her, and she'll do the same, or she'll tell me, you know, stop. I know that you have a family. And I remember one time we were at one of our apartments, and I had Aaliyah in the bath. I think it might have been both of the girls, actually. They were in the bath. And then my mom called me that she had an emergency at her house. And I was like, I got to go. Like, I got to go now. And then I'm like, can you please take care of the girls? Just get them out of the bathroom, get them in clothes. She didn't have kids. She didn't know what to do with kids. So she said, they're like, yeah, I got you. And then when I got back hours later, she's like giving me the whole tea of how she had no idea what to do. She didn't know where to look for stuff. And like the girls were super little, you know, sitting there trying to help her to find out where the calzones were. And it was funny. But I still think about that all the time. Like someone who wasn't comfortable with kids, who didn't have her own kids. She's just like, I got you. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do.
That's a real friend.
Mm-hmm. That's a true friend. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she's the one that has stuck by me all these years, putting up with my shit. And to be fair, I put up with hers too. So, but there's no stronger relationships than family. And I tell the girls all the time, take care of each other, because at the end of the day, you're gonna be there for each other. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, for us, we understand that on that level, when una de nosotros se enoja, you let it go. Eventually. Yeah. Some of us take longer than others. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys are looking at me.
Their phone on do not disturb so that we can't call.
That's you.
You put your phone on do not disturb so we don't call you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Wow. The truth comes out.
Sometimes I go back to episode 2. I tell you guys I need to put myself on timeout.
Wow. So when she types in Susie has left the chat.
She puts it on. She puts it under
do not disturb, and she kind of actually does.
No, no, only when I'm for real mad.
Why are you blinking like that?
Because it's rara la vez. Yo no me enojo así seguidamente.
I really don't either. I don't feel like I get angry like that dramatic.
Are you calling me bipolar?
No, I'm calling you dramatic. Sometimes.
Es que ustedes ya saben cómo soy que me enoja para que me hacen emputar.
Tú te imputas sola. One thing that I've learned from other people is you know the energy that you get from certain people. Mm-hmm. And you know when the energy is not what you need in your life.
That's very true.
And it is okay to let people go.
Yeah, I'm very particular about who I let be around me. I'm very good at sensing energy.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm very good at predicting when someone just wants to use me and or someone is being genuine. I'm very good at that. And I can sense it for like you guys, like when you guys bring friends around or whatever.
I'm kind of the same.
I can feel the vibe. You can just feel the vibe.
I think it's, for me, it's a little bit of being able to feel the vibe, but it's more of I don't trust people. And it takes a lot for me to trust people. And I'm not going to trust you, you know, right off the bat. I have to kind of sit back and watch you and see you interact with other people. And then once I'm able to see how you are with everybody else, then I'll make a determination of whether or not you can be trusted.
Because I know you guys didn't like that friend.
No, we did not.
No, we did not.
I didn't say it. They said it. Well, I knew you guys didn't like her. Did she seem like a fake friend, to be honest?
Absolutely.
See?
Yeah, you again, like you watch people and you see how they interact and you listen to what they say. And when you hear somebody talking shit about someone close to them, how are you supposed to trust that they're not going to talk shit about you not being close? Mm-hmm. You're not being a close family member or whatever.
Yeah, I had a friend like that. And everybody around me told me that she was a liar and that she was fake and that she talked a lot about me. But I was like, no, she's
you were
nice.
Like a denial.
No,
you were
in denial. You guys just don't know her. And our friendship fell apart when I found out she had been lying to me about something, our whole friendship. I couldn't understand why you couldn't just be yourself and honest. I'm like the least judgmental person. For me, I kind of felt stupid because everybody else could see it and I could not.
That's one of the things I don't understand because like you are very intuitive. Mm-hmm. Like you are able to feel people like right away. Mm-hmm. But you also always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. You always like to give people second and third chances. And I'm like, cut them off. Stat. Now.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to understand like how you work. Mm-hmm. Porque you have all this intuition, pero a la misma vez, you're like, oh no, you just got to give them a chance. So I feel like it. How do you do both?
You can't. It's very difficult. And I've been bitten in the ass because of it multiple times. I feel like it's a lesson that you got, it's como dices tú, like you had to experience it to learn from it and move on from it.
Yeah. One of the things that you said on a previous episode when you were talking about Josie and you were talking about like she loves helping people. She got that from you. But you have to understand that balance of teaching her that you can help, but also teaching her that you can't help everyone. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the hardest lessons that you have learned. Yeah. That really stuck by me because you really have, like you always try to do good for others and give them so many chances. But sometimes you get screwed over when you're too nice.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to think about, like, not just like friendships, but like just relationships in general, whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's acquaintances. You have to be willing to lose those relationships, because I feel like you can hold on and want them repaired. But if the other person doesn't, why are you hurting yourself dragging on to this relationship that clearly is meaningless to the other person? You have to accept that sometimes blood isn't thicker than water, and sometimes relationships will end whether you want them to or not, and sometimes you have to shut that door. Because I don't know if you guys have ever had a friendship or a relationship to where you start blaming yourself for why it didn't work out. And I've had that with family. I've had that feeling with friends. And I think I learned that eventually in the relationship, you have to start looking at another direction. Because if you're calling, if you're texting, if you're inviting, if you're making an effort, but the other person, it's just
shutting down,
it's just crickets, then it's not me anymore.
I think that it's work. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying earlier, you know, a friendship is pretty close to a relationship where you have to try. So si tú eres la única que llama, tú eres la única que manda mensajes, tú eres la única que invitas, y ellos nunca están disponibles, and they don't even try to schedule. Like si tú me dices, si yo te digo, hey, let's hang out or whatever, y me dices, I'm not busy, you know, I'm busy this weekend, and that's it. You don't even say, like, but how about this weekend? Si no haces un attempt, do you even want to? Like, I have a small group of friends from work, and I consider them friends now because, you know, it's been a relationship of, like, 12 years now. And we always try to make plans, but it's four of us, and we all have families. So it's like, well, this weekend works for me, but this weekend doesn't work for me. And this weekend doesn't work for me. And this time works for me, but that time doesn't work for me. Y así no la pasamos a veces. Sometimes 2-3 months before we can schedule, but we're continuously trying. Mm-hmm. And then I have another group of friends also through work, but just a separate group of girls. And we do a craft night every year. Every time we have to reschedule craft night like 3-4 times because something always comes up for one of us. But we don't stop trying. Mm-hmm. And that is what a friendship is. That is what a true, solid relationship is with someone outside of family, outside of your immediate, you know, household, is mm-hmm. you're trying.
I have trouble with that. And, you know, my friends, they love me even aside.
Even aside of, somebody give Vanessa a Kleenex. Oh, my goodness.
Aside of that flaw that I'm very hard to...
You're really hard to schedule because you're a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. I'm a celebrity now. It's hard to get you in my job. No, I'm just really bad. No.
Can't get on Susie's agenda. She's a celebrity.
I'm just really hard. Like, it's really difficult for me to make plans. I'm really bad at it. I've always been really bad at it. And my friends understand that, and they still love me, I think.
That's what you think.
They do love you. Shut up, Vanessa.
Just because I don't have friends to hang out with.
Yeah, you're just a haterator.
You do have friends.
I do, but not, like, me going out with them and hanging out.
Yeah.
Because I'm always so busy with my kids and stuff.
You also have little ones. Yeah, and it's a like lot smaller. Harder to part ways with babies. Like mm-hmm. for me, now that the girls are both teenagers, I'm like, going on a date, deuces. Figure out dinner on your own. But for you, it's a lot harder.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I have kids in different age zones.
Yeah, and it's not like you don't have babysitters, because I'll watch them. Susie will watch them. Ma will watch them. But you always have that mom guilt because they're so young. I don't have any guilt anymore.
I don't like leaving my kids alone. Not alone. Fuck. But like me going out and enjoying myself. Huh? What did she say?
Nothing.
Child services.
But you're also at that age where you can start. This is the opportunity for you to start making friends because the kids are going to go to school, start going to school. And then, you know, they have friends and they want to have play dates. And you can find relationships through those avenues as well. And now you have mom friends that you can relate to, that you have kids that go to school with, and you have stuff in common. Did that not happen for you?
No.
That's depressing.
My Jimena has a few best friends, and me and her, Jimena's mom, no.
No, you're Jimena's mom.
I know. Jimena's friend's mom, we have play dates and she comes over and stuff and we talk. So, like, yeah, like, I have a friend. Like, I'm being social with other parents, too.
Yeah, no one said you have to be best friends with them.
No, but I'm just saying that we have, like, we get together at the house and, like, we sit there and we talk while the kids play and stuff. And it's something nice because, you know, tengo friends. Bueno, sí tengo, pero I don't have friends, like, to go out and hang out and party.
You got to take care of your family.
Yeah.
You got to be there for the husbands and then the kids, I guess. Mm.
Yeah, which, you know, makes me realize it's so difficult to make friends once you're an adult. Early, it is, at least for me.
It's not for me because everybody loves me. I just tell them no. I'm a celebrity.
Wow. I can't make friends because I'm now like an adult and I'm antisocial.
So am I. Maybe and that's
a lot of,
my problem.
A lot of people say that they're antisocial, but I think they just do it for publicity.
No, but I really
because think, us real yeah. antisocial people... It's, I hate that I'm like that. Like, I don't, I wish I could change that about me, but I can't. It's within me.
So what makes you a real antisocial versus other quote unquote fake antisocials in your mind?
I don't know.
I don't like to be in big groups of people.
Yeah, I can't be around a lot of people. And if I have to talk to someone that I've never met, I panic.
Like, do you go in, like, in a zone? Like, if we go to a party and, like, I see que Karina te dice, oh, let's go say hi to this person. Do you go through a panic mode? Because I know I would.
I'd yes,
like,
she does.
Oh, no, I don't want to say hi. Like, no, I'm not mm-hmm. a people person.
Yes, she does.
I could consider myself a not people person. I'd rather be on my own.
But I want to make friends. I want to have friends. I want to be able to have that party like the girl on TikTok.
But you have us. Well, maybe maybe I'm scared to make friends because I feel like maybe I'm going to get rejected like in kindergarten.
Trauma.
Like, oh no. Who rejected you? ¿Cómo le dicen una de la Rosa de Guadalupe? I know, marrana, no quiero ser tu amiga. Have you seen that
episode? No.
Le dicen, marrana, marrana.
That is so mean.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why I don't like making new friends, because I feel like I'm going
to
get bullied.
Did you try to make friends and you got bullied?
Yeah. Oh. And they would always bully me at school.
I don't know how I came to have...
assholes.
I don't know how I came to have friends. Don't worry, they're probably unsuccessful... And they're probably balding now. And what else can people do that aren't 16 in life?
I don't know, just not be happy with themselves.
Yeah.
Well, no les deseo el mal. I hope they are doing good.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you have to be happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to be happy with your life. And you have to add the people that are going to bring value to what your philosophy is. And if they don't fit the bill, they don't fit the bill. And if you don't fit the bill for somebody else, it's okay to part ways and have acquaintances and not friends. You don't have to be best friends with everybody.
It's true.
And it's okay to have someone leave your life and not come back.
I agree. Bueno, si se van, pues que se vayan. Ahí está la puerta bien ancha.
Está cerrada.
Oh, sí. Está cerrada. They can't escape.
Well, I think this comes to an end of our episode of losing and having friends and stuff.
Yeah, please share what your advice is for maintaining friendships and what your advice would be for someone who is struggling letting go of a friendship that they think that they need to hold on to.
I'd like to know how you make friends as an adult. Please share.
Yeah, share with us. Especially me and Susie, because mm-hmm. I guess Karina has some.
Karina's a social
she's
butterfly.
She's a social person. Yeah.
It's just funny because I always say that I'm not and people say that I am. But,
you are.
Well, compare of me and Susie that has two best friends and me that I consider, I have like...
Yeah, deja de contar. You're overcounting friends now. Just kidding.
She's cutting the imaginary ones.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. Don't forget to go listen to the podcast. New episodes drop on Friday. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please share your feedback, share your ideas for episodes if there's something that you want to hear from us. We now have an email account, traumapero no drama@gmail.com.
We'll be waiting for your guys' advice to make friends.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram and on YouTube at traumapero no drama. You can also follow us at KSV Vanessa, mm-hmm. KSV Susie, and KSV Karina.
Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.